show to you.
Come on, come
glory
on.
To God. 1 Peter 1:5.
Yes, Lord.
I've preached a lot about the, maybe even preached from these verses. We've heard this preached quoted a lot of times, but this might be the first time I've took a text and preached, amen, like I'm going to here tonight. 1 Peter 5:8. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour.
Yes.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour. If the Lord would help us for just a few moments tonight, I'd like to take a look at the lion. Amen. The lion. Hallelujah. From these verses of scripture that I read to us here tonight, lets us know that we have an enemy.
Yes, we do.
The devil, I guess you would say, being related to the lion. Amen. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. I love that verse there at the end of that scripture. Whom he will devour?
May.
Whom he may devour. Hallelujah. Just a little of that little word may tells me, amen, that I've got a way out not to be devoured.
You're right.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Jesus. Amen. Well, what is that? Amen. Well, he tells us, he opens up right off the bat from the first part of the scripture. Being sober. Amen. Great God. Taking control of your own life. You ever been around somebody that's not sober?
Yeah.
They don't have no idea what's going on.
Right.
They're not in control whatsoever. But whatever that's got them, amen, unsober is what's in control of things.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, be sober. Amen. Take control of what's going on. Hallelujah. Be vigilant, be watchful, resist the devil.
Yes.
Amen. Resist the adversary. Amen. Who is seeking your life as prey. Hallelujah. That he may devour you. Amen. There's three things about the lion that I'd like to bring out here tonight. Amen. Did you know that the lion is nocturnal? Amen.
Come on.
The lion rests 18 to 20 hours a day. And he does most of his work at night. Amen.
Woo.
Great God. It lets me know that as a believer, amen, that here the Bible is relating him. Peter, amen, is relating the adversary, the devil, amen, as a lion, praise God.
Right.
So it lets me know as a believer, I better watch out in the dark, amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's dangerous for a believer to be in the dark, amen.
Yes.
Thank God. I don't know about you, but I thank God that I always had somebody in my life to preach to me, to tell me to stay away from them dark places. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Because if you don't watch out, the enemy will find you and get you in the dark place. Amen.
Yes.
Hey God, we got 5 kids, Sister Shirley. And all 5 of them kids have been afraid of the dark. Amen. Oh, no, no, I don't want to go in that room. There's monsters. They don't ever say that in the daylight. In the daytime, Brother Daniel, they'll go in their room and they'll play with toys. They'll have a good time. But when it comes nighttime, they want to sleep with mom and dad because there's monsters in their room. Amen. They're afraid of the dark. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. There's a lot of bad things happen out there in the dark. Amen. Oh, it's dangerous for a believer to be in the dark. Amen. I don't know about you here today, but that's why the old devil, he tries to single us out. Amen. Into side of those dark places. Amen. Glory to God. The devil's real. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's a real adversary. He's a real opponent. He's a real enemy. Amen. And he's out, praise God, to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. Amen. Thank God. Ephesians chapter number 5, starting at verse number 8, I'm going to read you some scriptures. For we were sometimes amen, darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord.
Right.
Walk as children of the light. He said there was one time you was in the darkness, but now right. you are children of the light.
Right.
Praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to stay in the light. Amen.
Amen.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Don't have nothing to do with those unfruitful works that happen in the darkness. Amen. But come out of that dark place. Glory to God. Amen. For it is a shame even to speak of these things which are done of them in secret. Hallelujah. It's a shame. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light.
Right.
For whatsoever doth make manifest is light.
Yeah.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hey, God, come out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Amen. Thank God in heaven. That's why the devil wants to get you in a dark place. Amen. Because he does his work in the darkness. Amen.
Yes,
hey God. But I come to tell us tonight, we can rebuke him. Amen. Listen to me. You can't get in the devil's domain and expect to beat the devil upon his own territory. Did you know that?
Oh, yes.
We've already said he's real. Amen. The devil is very forceful. Did you know that a lion is 14? God, give me, Brother Tommy, real quick, Jude. Amen. Just the book of Jude, 1 chapter, verse number 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you know that the devil is strong? Did you? And I'm not here to brag on the devil tonight, but did you know a lion is 14 to 21 times stronger than a man? Amen. Satan is far stronger than you and I. That's why you can't get out there on the devil's territory and fight him. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not here to brag on the devil once again, but he's stronger than what you are. What manner of man can take fire into his bosom without being burned? You can't play with fire. It'll get a hold on you, Brother Daniel. We was up there at the house, at my parents' house this past weekend, and my dad was asking old Weston, sometimes grandparents can be a little bit bad influence. I thought he's got to tell the Willow, he's asking Weston about that boy throwing him down. Hey man, I thought he's about to tell him what he told me. Hey God, you better defend yourself, son. Hey man, if somebody else throws a punch, hey God, fight back. That's the way I was taught. I try to teach my kids not to fight. Amen. But my dad asked Weston, he said, Weston, why did you let that boy throw you down like that? Amen. I thought Weston was going to come back with some big statement like a boy would, talk about how strong he is. But he said, that boy's way bigger and tougher and stronger than I am, Papa. He said, he's too big for me. Amen. And he threw me down. I come to tell you tonight, you can't fight the devil in the devil's territory. He'll throw you down. He'll rip you apart like a lion. That's why I've always ran from the dark places. Brother Daniel, that's why when I got saved, I came out of the world. I knew it would rip me apart.
Yeah.
Amen. Chew me up and spit me out. You ain't no match for the devil. That's what the prodigal thought. I'm going to get my, what's coming up? I'm going to get my wealth. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to go into far country. I'm going to come out on top. But he realized he wasn't no match for the dark place. I come to tell you tonight, you ain't no match for the dark place. How many Elvis Presley's got his start in the light, in the house of God, singing a guitar and gospel songs? But every Elvis has the same ending. He ended up in the dark place. And Elvis, you ain't no match for the darkness. I said, you ain't no match for that dark place.
Right.
It'll spit you up and leave you stranded.
Oh, Lord. My, my, my. Oh, God.
I like listening to it. That old preacher's dead and gone now.
Jesus, Jesus.
I heard him tell one of them old tapes, one of them old recordings, MP3, I guess you call it, I listen on my phone all the time. Amen. He said he was preaching many years ago, I thought he said, in Dallas, Texas. And I guess the church put him up in the same motel that Elvis Presley was staying at many, many years ago. Besides, he was there preaching revival, and Elvis was there singing a concert. And he said he stepped in the same elevator as Elvis Presley. Amen. And he began to witness to him about the Lord. And he said, Elvis, I got one question for you. Amen. Are you saved? Are you ready to meet God? And he said, when they got out of the elevator, Elvis said, I want to talk to you. And they went and they talked for 10 or 15 minutes. And they talked to this preacher. And he told that preacher that there was a time in my life when I had the light. There was a time in my life when I sang gospel songs and I had the joy of the Lord down in my heart. Oh, I tell you what happened to Elvis. He got in the darkness, and you ain't no match for the darkness. Do you hear me here tonight? You ain't no match for the darkness. It'll rip you up. We was up there at the spillway. Hardy, baby, like it comes out. I still jump a lot like out here at the beach floor. It comes out the bottom of that lake, and that spillway comes out, except for it goes about 100, 200 yards, and then it goes down a big steep. Like a waterfall. And we put him below that waterfall. And Reese kept saying, Dad, now this is the youthfulness center. Hey, God. And then she said, Dad, let's go down that waterfall. I said, Reese, what you don't understand, that's not a waterfall. That's got something to do with the regulation of the water. Yeah. How high and how low they letting them floodgates out. I said, you can't get in there. Bird brains, that'll put you in there. And that's got a current in there. I told her that, and I told her that the first day. The second day, I was afraid she was about to run over there and hop on that tube and go down that. Amen. She said, it's slanted. It'll be okay. And there was a fella sitting on a picnic table that second day, and he got nervous, and he jumped up. He said, she can't go down that. He said, there's a current in there, and if you get in that current, it'll wash you up, and it'll slant you at the bottom, and you won't come up out of there. I come to tell you, you might think it looks innocent. It's just a little slippery slide. But if you get in the darkness, it'll suck you in. It'll wash you up, and you won't be able to get out of there. Hey, I come to tell us, you don't want to get in the dark place.
Dear Lord,
amen.
He's strong, he's forceful.
Yes,
15 to 20 times stronger. Amen. Great God, than a man. Did you know that even Michael, the archangel, did not even want no part of the devil? Did you know that?
Come on.
Tell us, Brother Tommy, what the Bible said about Michael, the archangel.
Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil.
Contending with the devil, fighting with the devil. Amen. Opposition with the devil. But Michael the archangel, here he is up against the devil.
He disputed about the body of Moses. Durst not bring accusation against him, a railing accusation. But said, the Lord rebuke thee.
Woo! Michael the archangel, he said, I'm not going to fight against him, and I'm going to take him to Jesus. Woo! I ain't no match for the devil. I tell you, my big brother is, amen. I said, I ain't no match for the devil. I tell you, devil, what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand my ground for greater. It's he that's within me than he that's within the world. Hey, God in heaven, I come tell you here tonight. Hey, man, ain't no sense in you trying to fight the devil in the dark place. He'll single you out. He'll devour you. Hey, God, by yourself. But you got to have that one that's greater than you. Standing in your corner.
Praise the Lord.
Now, listen, he's only two. I don't really know what he understands and what he don't understand. But he knew that old Mikey threw Weston down. Amen. And he knew Weston had to have stitches in his eye. And he heard us talking, telling Weston he better be careful. He might not want to go down there and play with that mean boy no more. He better stay away. All this good stuff. Well, that next day or two, we was out there, Brother Tom. We was out there on that tire swing of the neighbors. Our neighbors got a tire swing. I was just down there playing with them boys, pushing them on a tire swing. Here come old Mikey down the yard. I wouldn't go be mean to him. And so he's just out there playing around with us boys. Hey, God, I don't know if Hudson's smart enough to think. Hey, man, there's my brother with a cut on his eye. Hey, man, and there's Mikey, the one that did it. And there's my big dad. I don't know if Hudson thought that much ahead or not. But all I know is that old enemy come out there. Hey, man, Hudson, 2 years old, and Mikey, 7. Hudson looked up at him. Hey, old Mikey's not that much taller. Hudson had his fist drawn, and he said, me tell you something. He said, you don't mess with my brother no more. Hey, God. He said, you don't throw my brother down no more.
All right.
Woo! I don't know, Brother Daniel, if he is thinking I'll be all right. I got my big dad behind me here. Amen. Hey, God, I'd like to be able to believe that when the devil comes against us, we can be like, hey, man, Michael the Archangel. You listen to me, devil. I'll dispute with you. Hey, God, but when it comes down to it, I've got one behind me that's greater than I. I've got one behind me that's stronger than I. He's able to stand in my corner. He's able to help me. I come to tell you, church, the lion, it'll devour and it'll destroy you by yourself. Amen.
Yes, amen.
How many young girls go out there and find Romeo? Woo! Right out of the Holiness Church, right out of a good Christian believing church.
Uh-huh.
I know what I'm doing. Once you get singled out and pulled away,
yeah,
you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Woo.
Right.
That's good.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
How many times have we seen it, Brother Tommy?
Oh, my.
And they go out. I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
I'm going to bring him back. I'm bringing him in.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it don't happen that way.
All right.
Most of the time, you're out with them.
Oh,
come on now.
Right.
Hey, man, lions are, hey, man, ferocious. Did you know a mature lion can consume 30% of his body weight at any setting? Hey, God. I said lions. Hey, man, they're ferocious. They're famous as being king of the jungle. Amen. All those who encounter them treat them with fear and respect. He is a ferocious foe who is never satisfied. He feeds on the carcass of the fallen, and he rises up to hunt more. That's a lion. But oh, hey, God, I also come to tell you, not only, amen, oh yes, not only is he ferocious, not only is he forceful, but did you know that lion, Brother Daniel, is fearful? Hey, God,
sure.
I need to get this.
Come on.
Brother John, give me Genesis. Hey, God, I'm trying to find it here. I know I got it wrote down. I'm a little scattered tonight, more so than normal. Genesis chapter number 9 and verse number 2. All the way back in the beginning.
Yes.
Did you know, hey, God, that lion is fearful? Hallelujah. Hey, God, I didn't know this, but did you know a lion can make a roar? Most of the time it roars at night. And when it roars, Brother Tom, it can be heard as far off as 5 miles. That's a big roar. I didn't know this, but did you know one of the reasons why a lion roars? Hey, God, Peter said, your enemy, your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion. Hey, he roars because he's fearful. Amen. Hey, amen. When the lion starts to run after its prey, if it stands its ground like a rhino or something like that, that lion won't mess with it. He runs and roars, and if that prey turns around to run, that lion will attack it from behind. But you let that prey face that lion face to face and stand its ground, then more times than not, it's just a roar. And that lion will turn around and run.
Yeah.
No wonder James said, resist the devil and he will flee. Don't be a amen runner. Don't be fearful. I come to tell you tonight, greater is he that is within me than he that's within the world. You don't have to be fearful. You don't have to run, but be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and don't run.
Praise God,
my Lord.
All right.
Yes.
You know, a lion is afraid of humans. It looks at us as what they call a super predator, because we're on 2 feet. Now, when a lion stands on 2 feet, he's much larger than a human. They don't think that far ahead. They're on 4 feet.
Right.
Hopped over. And an adult standing up.
Yeah.
Brother John, I need Genesis 9. What did I tell you? 9 and 2?
Yes. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth.
Wait there. And the fear of you and the dread of you. He's telling man here. He said, your fear and your dread is going to be upon every beast of all the earth.
Yeah.
He said, in other words, everything is going to be under you.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother John.
And upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes, God.
And into your hand are they delivered. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hey, I come to tell you here tonight, yes, that lion is ferocious. Yes, that lion is forceful. But that lion has fear because, amen, as the Bible said, God gave command,
right,
amen, that the fear of you and the dread of you is upon every beast upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I come to tell us, Peter said that enemy, he's like a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He roars to strike fear and to cause you to run. But thank God, God said he's under you. You're greater than the adversary. You're greater than the enemy. Not on your own, but great God, amen, staying in the fold, staying together with the saints of God.
Yeah.
Brother Tom, I didn't know this. We've all seen these safaris, Brother Daniel. They've got them around here. But I'd like to go to Africa where they really do a safari. And they take them and they put them on a truck. You ever seen them trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, this much, not much bigger than a Jeep. And it's got a little platform, kind of like a boat, where you get up there and you can stand around and look at the pride of lions. Amen. And those people that did that said that's one of the most fearful things that you could ever do. Stand just a matter of feet from a ferocious lion. There he stands, able to take you, able to kill you. Just feet away. Amen. And most of the time, there's nothing between you and him. I've often wondered, I never knew this until, amen, until recently. Amen, Brother Daniel. I've often wondered, why does them lions not attack and grab one of them people off of that truck? Amen. But did you know, once again, a lion is nocturnal. Therefore, the rods in his eyes are made up differently from us humans. I could look out at a crowd and I see Brother Daniel. I see Sister Dottie. I see Sister Missy. I see you separately. I see individuals. But when a lion looks, especially in the daytime, the rods of his eyes does not allow him to look at that truck and see people individually sitting there. But when he looks, he sees a big truck.
Yeah.
Amen. And he sees one as a whole. Hallelujah. Hey, God.
Yeah.
And when you sign up to take a safari, the first thing that God tells you, you'll be safe. You'll be safe as long as you stay on the truck. Amen.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you get brave and you want to jump off and get out there by yourself, you're no longer part of the truck. And then that lion sees you amen, by yourself. He will attack, and he will kill, and he will devour you. I come to tell you tonight, I come to tell you I'm still on the truck. Hey, I said I'm on the truck. I know I can't have it by myself. That's why church is important. The devil stands off and he roars and he makes his big noise, but he knows there's nothing he can do as long as we're together. I come to tell us we're together and you need me and I need you, and together we can stand.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Together.
Did you hear me?
Oh,
hallelujah.
Bless you.
Resist the devil.
He will flee.
He will flee. Well, Tommy, can you give me 1 John 5:4? I'm about done. 1 John 5:4. Hallelujah. Woo! He roars to spook you. He wants you out of the church. He wants you off the truck. Did you know that?
That's right. That's right.
Because if you get off the truck, you're fair game.
Oh, my. Yeah.
You're no match for the lion.
Right.
Oh, God. He roars to create fear in the hearts of children and the children of God. Why? Because fear paralyzes faith. And if the devil can get you to listen to his roar, he can keep you from hearing God and God's word. If he can paralyze your faith, then he can attack your life.
Right.
That's why, and I'm not diminishing what we face, but we're still facing this. Over a year, and we're still up against this fearful foe that spread fear from East Coast to West Coast, that spread fear across this globe, that spread fear across this country. Hey, man, I remember when the coronavirus first hit, and they shut everybody down, and they shut churches down, and they shut everything down, and they said churches are only allowed 10 or less in this state, and we was coming with 5 or 6 and doing a Marco Polo, and there for a while, Chuck was doing a Facebook service, and we was doing the best we could, Brother Daniel, to preach the gospel. And I thought to myself, are we ever going to make it through this? Amen. I seen the fear on the faces of people.
Yeah.
And when the devil can strike fear, it paralyzes your faith. Amen. And that's what the lion knows. When he can roar and put fear in your heart,
it
paralyzes your faith. It gets your eyes off God and on
come
the
on.
Enemy. Hey, I come to tell you, you don't need to have your eyes on the enemy. You don't need to look at the lion, but you need to look to the Lord. Amen. Because once again, greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. You don't need to look to him, but look to the Lord.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Learn the truth that if you will resist him, he will flee. We need to learn.
Right.
That true victory comes to those who walk by faith. 1 John 5:4.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Whatsoever is born of God.
Yeah.
Are you born again?
Yes. Born again.
Are you born again?
Sure.
Whatsoever is born of God.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Overcometh the world.
Overcometh the world.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. If I'm born of God and I've got faith in God, I'm going to overcome the world.
Yes, God.
If I'm born of God and I've got faith in God, that old lion can roar. He can strike fear. He can make me be afraid. But the Bible said I'm going to overcome by the faith because I'm born of God.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Mom, I thought you'd be shouting on that one.
Lord,
hallelujah. Chip on up, Brother Tommy. I meant to tell you, keep that place. 1 John 4:4. Up to the 4th chapter. I need that one. Amen. Great God. And we need to get to the place where we have no doubts as to the truth. Amen. Of the word of God. Amen. Tell us, Brother Tommy, what that one says.
Ye are of God, little children.
Ye are of God, little children.
And have overcome them.
Yeah.
You've overcome.
Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
You are of God.
Come on.
We have overcome.
Yeah.
Because greater is he.
Great.
That's within you. Say it with me in this house that I preached to you the best I could. Amen. Greater is he that's within you than he that is within the world. The lion is more afraid of me than I am of him. Did you know that?
Yes.
Brother Earl, we run from the lion. Brother John's verse in Genesis said, the fear and the dread of me is upon the lion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why am I going to be afraid of him whenever he's afraid of me?
That's good.
I tell you what I better do. I better just go ahead and trust God.
Yeah. Woo! Yes, Lord.
I know when old Hudson looked up at old Mikey, he wasn't one bit afraid of him. 2 years ago.
The verse said, do not throw my brother down
again. He wasn't one bit afraid, brother. I don't know. If he's taking a head, think, boy, I got dad right there. I'll be all right.
That's close.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't process a two-year-old mind. But he wasn't one bit afraid.
Thank you, Lord.
I come to tell you here today, you don't have to be afraid.
Come on, Brother Jason. Glory.
Hallelujah. I feel the Lord here tonight. I'm not trying to act like something super spiritual or nothing like that. But I tell you what, some of you, the devil struck fear in you.
Come on.
Yeah. You got fear in your hearts.
Yes.
You got fear in your mind. You got fear in your life. Jesus. And you're thinking, the best thing for me to do is run. I'm going to run. Jesus. Don't run. Jesus. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still.
Lord.
Resist the devil. Stand right there. Don't run. And I believe you can be an overcomer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. As they play and sing here tonight, I'd like to ask somebody tonight, do you want to be an overcomer over fear? Do you want to be an overcomer of the lion? I come to tell you, I got a lion on my side, but he's a lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. He's greater than the adversary. He's greater than the enemy. Amen. Has the devil got you fearful right here tonight? Has the devil struck fear in your mind? Is he telling you a bunch of stuff? Got you all bogged down and you can't even function? Because of all that fear. In your mind, I come to preach to you tonight. I tell you, you can be an overcomer. You can be an overcomer. Resist the devil. Resist him. Come on, these altars are open here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I feel the Spirit of God want to help us. I feel the Spirit of God ready to cast out fear.
Yeah. stay right there just a moment. I usually don't do stuff like this.
I don't feel like somebody got the victory tonight. Amen. I tell you, if you got fear in your heart tonight, you better give it to the Lord. You know, fear will bombard your mind. It'll make you miserable. I believe somebody walk up here and throw their hands up.
Come on.
Say, hey, I'm fighting some things in my mind. I'm fighting some things. The devil's got me afraid. He's got me fearful. I tell you, we'll bind together as a church. Yes. We'll go together. And I believe you'll feel the mercy and the unity and the love of God tonight.
Yeah.
We'll drive back the forces of hell.
Come on.
For you tonight.
Come on,
Lord. Went a little different than what I thought. I tell you, you need to get rid of that fear. It's got your mind bombarded right now. I can't make you. I can't make you come forth. I can't make you come up here. But I feel like telling you that. If you come up here and raise your hands and say, Lord, help me tonight. It ain't really a show of weakness. I've been there, but Tommy, when I've been fearful.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave it in your hands tonight. They play one more stanza of that. You come up here and say, I need the Lord to help me.